Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Yeah, start of a new week. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Alongside Darren Bent. Oh, he's being unbearable on one of his Arsenal sides. Oh, 4-2, 4-2. Anyway, we begin with reaction to the Premier League, where, of course, Antonio Conte's Tottenham Hotspurs are up to fourth in the Premier League table after beating West Ham, who are still in the bottom three. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Great afternoon for Tottenham in the end. The players making their way off the pitch after doing a lap of honour and saluting the fans that have stayed behind to see them off here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It's full time. It's finished Tottenham 2, West Ham 0.
Now let's hear from Tottenham's number two. Oh dear, oh dear. You're better than that, Goldstein. Not really. The assistant manager, Christian Stellini.
Four goals now from two substitute appearances from Sonny. How tempted are you then to maybe leave him on the bench going forward, maybe the next game?
No, it's only about manage his stamina and how he's fit. If Sonny is 100%, he's a player that has to play, and we want that he play all the games. But when he's fit, he's not fitting well, we have to manage him. In this particular moment, we have to manage him and work with him to have Sonny 100%.
The Hammers, though, they look out of ideas, if I'm honest, and they stay 18th. It's one win in their last 11 matches for David Moyes' side. Where do they go from here?
And here's the Hammers boss, David Moyes.
Probably won't get much plaudits, I have to say, and I don't expect any. But I do think that there was bits of our play today which was okay. We tried to do some good things. I thought there were some very good performances. Thomas Suchet coming back into the team played really well today. But just the crucial moments when you need the focus and the concentration. We started the second half by playing three or four balls back to the goalkeeper when we didn't need to. We could have played forward or through the lines. We gave the ball away. I think Agard and Declan both got caught in the ball, which gave Tottenham encouragement. And I think we gave them an encouragement, especially in the crowd in the first 20-25 minutes of the second half. But it certainly wasn't for the lack of effort or what they were trying to do. Really disappointing result, but as you rightly said, there were some things which were positive.
On now to the boot room with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose and Bio Akinfenwa.
Let's bring in Jay, the West Ham fan. Jay, David Moyes, stay or go for you?
Should I stay or should I go?
He's got to be gone, surely.
Who'd you bring in, though?
That's half the problem. There's no one there, is there? There's no one to come in. We ain't going to get the people that the tabloids are putting out and other fans are ringing up and saying all of these big names. No one's going to turn up now. You need somebody short-term who's going to keep us alive. The only good thing for us is the rest of the teams around us are so bad.
Would you rather him see it out and then hopefully you crawl past the line and stay up? Or would you just say, get rid, and then whoever takes over on temporary charges will be able to hopefully give that bounce, that energy needed?
That performance today was, I think, one of the single worst performances I can remember ever seeing. Every player, other than Jared Bowen, turned in today and just got their money and then went home. None of them put any effort in. Bowen was the only one. The only thing I would say would be to give Paul Nevin a run, who's obviously in the backroom staff at the minute, who's part of Gareth Southgate's backroom staff at England. Let him and maybe Kev Nolan give it a run.
On now to Erik ten Hag's Manchester United, who are now 5 points off the leaders Arsenal after smashing Brendan Rodgers' Leicester at Old Trafford.
They were excellent in the second half, Manchester United. The perfect recipe for a Thursday and a Sunday big week for Man United. Manchester United 3, Leicester City 0.
I was really unhappy by our performance. We have to follow the rules and the principles from our way of play. And when you don't, it's getting a mess. And then when you face a good opponent like Leicester is, you concede chances. And it was only due to David De Gea that we don't concede goal. Today, the team needed him because it was a mess and he did the job. And they were brilliant saves. We were really lucky that we in halftime, we were 1-0 up. Of course, a great pass Bruno, great finish Ressi. But for the rest, it was rubbish.
Manchester United 2, Leicester City 0. It looked like it was gone to VAR, did go to VAR, but it was Marcus Rashford who was played through by Fred. And he ran into the 18-yard area and slotted the ball past Danny Ward in that Leicester City goal to double the lead.
Let's talk about Marcus Rashford.
He's in the form of his life. And you know,
is he the best player in the world right now on form?
On form, yeah, I think they did the stats. And since the World Cup, I think he scored more goals than Benzema, Haaland.
16 in 17 now since
the
World Cup.
Yeah, so on form, you would say, yeah, he's the most formed striker in the world. For me, he's phenomenal at the moment. But stop him, you stop United. I say that. You stop Rashford, you stop United.
I mean, for me, he's the best player in the Premier League as we speak, probably by a distance, to be honest. I think in current form, he's unstoppable. He's unplayable. Whatever superlative you want to use about Marcus Rashford, he's sensational at the minute. Like that goal record you just mentioned since the World Cup is frightening. In terms of best player in the world, I think he's in the conversation. He's in a shout. Mbappe, of course, as you said, Bayo, is phenomenal as well. But just to be in the conversation after the year he had last year, to come back as strong as he had, Erik ten Hag needs a lot of praise.
That was the Sabitzer challenge that you're convinced, you've watched it several times. VAR should have intervened. It should have been a red card.
I believe so, yeah.
To send enough, your straight leg onto the knee. How it wasn't looked at and deemed that, it was incredible really when I see it.
I see the point people say where he's pulled his leg away at the last minute, but he's still connected with his kneecap. The ball's gone. You see Wout Fair's leg kind of buckle a little bit. Didn't injure him severely, so he didn't go full through him, but it's a red card. VAR needs to check that and say yes, red card.
Now, here's two former Chelsea players in big Tony Cascarino, or as Jeremy Clarkson would say, big Tony Cascarino, and Scotty Minto. Anyway, they're all discussing Graham Potter's struggling blues and what he needs to do to get the best out of his players.
On Graham Potter, he's made 6 or 7 changes today. Players were left out, some not even on the bench. They can't score goals.
Unfortunately, Graham's got into a situation with his team. None of it is convincing. Everything that happened is like Groundhog Day again. Well, it's, the same happened in Dortmund. And, and 1 goal in 5 games. That's, for a team that have invested so much and have so much talent out, you've got to get the best out of them.
Do you think he lost the season, Graham Potter?
Yes.
You think
yes,
he does?
Yes, I do. I do.
I think there's a part of you that's saying that because you want him to.
Well, I definitely want him to. I want him to be given time, Maddie. That's what I want.
Yeah, but do you think he will be given time?
We live in a world that's all the here and now, and Chelsea fans have been programmed for the last 20 years where it really shouldn't have worked, but somehow it did. If someone's out of the top four, they get sacked at Chelsea. I want him to be given time. What do I think? I genuinely believe that we've got owners here who want to go the long term, and just what they've done with the LA Dodgers, I think they'll want to do the same. But the Dortmund game's a big one, and you can't be continuing to lose against the teams down there and finish the season in the bottom half of the table and be knocked out of the Champions League and then expect to have a process going on. There needs to be an improvement. But yes, I do think he'll be there until the end of the season, and then we'll reassess.
Well, I completely understand. The result isn't what people want here or expect here or demand here, and that's fair enough. Our job is to keep working and to turn it around.
The big problem I think that Graham Potter has got is that he isn't conducting himself as a manager of a juggernaut in the Premier League. He still speaks as if he's in charge of Brighton, where the fans expect to lose. That's not the case at Chelsea, is it? This is a fan base who've been used to winning European Cups, used to winning Premier League trophies, used to at least finishing in the top four. There were fans next to the press box yesterday shouting, "Graham Potter, get out of our club."
On now to Serena Wiegmann's England's Lionesses, who won their second match of the Arnold Clark Cup after beating Italy in Coventry.
The final whistle blows. Two wins from two in the Arnold Clark Cup for England, and their 100% run in this year's competition goes on, and more answers to questions ahead of the World Cup this summer for Serena Wiegmann.
I think a very good win. I think the first half we played really well. I think they didn't give us lots of problems. I think that had to do with our tightness on the ball, but also the way we pressed. And the second half, they sometimes press a little higher. Of course, we made substitutes, and really nice to see other players too. But then, yeah, the team needs to reconnect, so that's sometimes hard. So then they caused us some hard moments. But that mainly had to do that we didn't play out of pressure well. So we had to skip the lines a little faster, I think. But overall, we scored two very good goals and we kept the win. And even though Italy wanted to press a little higher, they didn't become really dangerous, but just a little more than a half. So well done of the team.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, England's incredible form in Test cricket continued against New Zealand. TalkSport's Sam Ellard, who's Wellard, has all the details on the final day of the first Test.
Another brilliant day for English cricket. They went in to day four of this first Test, needing just five wickets to win, and they got off to the perfect start.
Tipped into the air and a simple catch straight to mid-wicket, leg-side field, Leach turning it into the left-hander.
England picked up the first four wickets of the day for just 23 runs. Mitchell and Tickner battled hard, but the end was inevitable.
This one
through into the off-stump, and England have victory. Emphatically so. Anderson picking up his fourth.
Another victory for England, another convincing, entertaining victory for England. It's now 10 Test wins in 11. Unbelievable form. And after the match, I spoke with the captain, Ben Stokes.
I think everyone who's turned up over the last 4 days would have enjoyed every day that they've came to watch. Another clinical performance from us, not only with the bat, but also with the ball and in the field.
Well, player of the match was Harry Brook. He made 89 in the first innings. In England's second innings, he made 54. We're carrying on his brilliant form and Brook's loving life.
I've worked as hard as I can. I still don't think I'm the finished article. Obviously, I've scored a lot of runs in the last few months, but there's still lots to be worked on out there, and I can always get better.
And of course, for more reaction to England's victory, check out the TalkSport Cricket podcast. It's simply called Following On. Two words, following and on. Not and, that's three words. Following, you get the idea. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.